Welcome, everyone. I'd like to say hello to Jeanette and Brendan. They are part of the Customer Comms Working Group. I'm just going to start off by asking them to do a short introduction about themselves.
Hello, my name is Jeanette Scott. I live in Scotland. I have had a visual impairment since I was born, so I've got scarring on both eyes. I am a guide dog owner.
My name is Brendan Ward. I am 100% Irish. I'm based in London, and I've been losing my sight gradually since 2003, and it's due to an inherited condition that I share with one of my brothers. And I think the thing that draws me to the work of the customer comms group is this important word called relationship. We have this relationship with ourselves as people who are blind or partially sighted, and that relationship changes over time. Many of our dreams and hopes for life are rudely disrupted when sight loss comes calling. And I think what's helped me so much is seeing the power of us as a community, all of the service users, all of the customers with the RNIB support, to better relate to that experience, you know, to better accept it, to better understand how we can see differently.
And why is it important? Why do you feel having a customer comms communication, why is that so important?
I think that it's essential because there's many different varieties of sight impairment, and we need to communicate with every single one of them in the format of their choices. And at the moment, I feel that's been neglected.
From my perspective, nothing else matters. I think of myself on a road that I share with many, many other people across the country. But what we all have in common is we have this shared experience of loss. And we have among us a lot of resources and experience that can help each other. So a simple example in my case is my older brother went through the same loss of sight that I went through. Because I had him as a form of peer support, it meant that there was so much I could learn from him, even knowing that he was still, you know, pursuing a very full and active life. Just knowing that fact was hugely empowering, and just knowing that other people are on that same road and they've had similar experiences, all of that experience together is hugely valuable because it communicates the sense that we're not alone. We're not the first people to go through this. And as Jeanette said, you know, finding ways to connect us, all of us who are on this shared road together, how do we connect with each other, relate to each other, and support each other is, for me, the most important goal for us on the working group.
We've taken a lot of information from customers and have used that as a driving force for what the customer working group do. It's collectively the voice of 100 customers that is driving the strategy for what has come out of the comms working group. But you guys have been an absolutely amazing channel to decipher what is out there, what customers want, and find a concise way to move that forward so that you can get content that matches the pillars that you've identified. What does it mean for you to be involved in this customer comms working group and being able to help produce something that's truly customer-led?
I feel that it's introduced me to new people that I didn't know before, and also gain knowledge about other people's road and route through visual impairment to produce what we have done. And I think it might surprise people that the details that we've gone into by working together and also communicating back and forth, I think it's actually been, for me, quite an exciting time as well as a very pleasant one. And I think when you share and work together in a pleasant atmosphere and environment, it does increase a better product at the end of the day. And I think that's what we've actually achieved, and I'm quite proud of it.
How does this communications differ from something that would be led by customers or something that would be led by staff?
The lived experience of sight loss is so crucial here. So the customer voice is the voice of the people saying what they need. It's very easy to stand on the outside and look in on that road and say, oh, I know what those people need. You know, if I was them, this is what I would do. But we need to have a dialogue. It's two-way. We as customers have needs of support, and we can't do all of it ourselves, right? So we need the power of the RNIB to advocate on our behalf and to help provide supports in a way that's sustainable and scalable. None of us have a monopoly on the right answer. We have to be willing to speak up about our own experience and what we've found to be helpful. But most importantly, I think we have to be ready to listen. You know, we ask ourselves, what do we not know? What are we missing? We don't have all the answers. And that's why the surveys have been so helpful to us, because it's gathered in all of that customer voice. And that's given us a huge treasure trove, if you like, of information. But we need to be open to feedback. And I think that's the way that we keep offering information that is relevant to the needs of customers. Not what we think their needs are, but what they actually say their needs are, which is a very important piece of work, I think is very powerful.
I feel that to get the message across that the customer voice is the most important thing. No matter who that customer is, they have to feel that they're important. And I just hope that this communication will help them to know they are important. They are a customer of RNIB, and their voice needs to be heard.